What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside Forbes 30 Under 30, a.k.a. the future class of video games, a.k.a. the OK Beast Blessing, Adeoye Jr.
I love what you did there because you made it seem like it was going to be Tim, because usually it's Tim on this podcast, not me. But what's up, everybody?
Well, people have called me on it before, because I do that big pause there. And that is definitely, I've said in the past, Blessing, that is why I pause there. It is definitely the gears grinding in my head of being like, it's the future class that's just such a nebulous title for me. I want to jump right to OK Beast, and I stop myself, and I go back, and I get it. But yeah, happy to have you on this podcast, sir. How are you today?
Happy to be here. I'm sure this is like my third or fourth time on the Kinda Funny Podcast.
Sure, but that's still rare. And like, what, you've been here 5-6 years?
Yeah, no, there's something about that. Yeah, like, it's weird because as I was sitting down to do this podcast, I was like, dude, I don't even know how to be on the Kinda Funny Podcast. That's how not often I'm usually on the KF. Usually when I'm on this side of youtube.com/kindafunny, it's for like screencast or in review or something that like I feel more equipped for.
I feel like those are rare too, right? Like, we don't use you on Kinda Funny a lot.
No, not really. I feel like a lot of people would say that I'm underused, actually. That's it. That's not. There's not a punchline for that.
I was letting it go. Are you leading into the KFW bit, or are you? Is that how you just in general feel?
I'm like, I am the main event. Damn it!
How'd you like today, huh? Man, you got you.
Sadly, I didn't get to watch a lot of it because we had our next gen podcast, our Patreon exclusive gold member.
That's one of the things you do Kinda Funny Prime for. You know,
Patreon.com/KindaFunny. Go get it.
And that's essentially just the Kinda Funny podcast, but just with you, me, and Roger.
Yeah, so like I sadly missed a lot of KFW, but I heard that I was being held back a lot by Alana Pierce, which I was surprised by when I was told that. I was like, damn, really?
We'll get you out from underneath that, and we'll see what happens with Johnny Ace. You know, maybe we'll see what.
Yeah, I'm sure a one-on-one with Johnny Ace would be a little bit more, just illuminating of a match. You know?
Yeah, sure.
The drop kick to the face is a strong message for how that would go.
End his career, please.
Oh, that's what I planned to do. He's not coming back after.
Please.
That.
And then he's the Hispanic heartthrob, Texas Treat, Latino Heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The Globetrotting, headshotting from Nitro Rifle from Twitch.tv, Andy Cortez.
You and Tim do that every once in a while. You forget like the Nitro Rifle in the intro.
It's weird. I don't know what it is. It's the cadence that makes me feel like I should get there, but then I.
That's fair.
It's weird.
I'm really sore right now over the weekend.
You work out? Fall down the stairs, get kicked by a horse, kicked by a mule, trip walking. Went to Walgreens, got stabbed.
Got kicked by a mule down the stairs. At Walgreens. On the way to CVS where I got stabbed. Yeah.
And then the mule was the one who stabbed him.
Yeah. Knives on his hips. Just kind of stabbed me and knocked me out. This whole weekend was a lot of meta questing. Since Greg was able to get us some Meta Quest 2s.
Yeah.
And usually a product I probably would not have purchased, to be honest with you. Like, I know that they're out there, and I know that they're probably the best bargain and the most convenient because of their little, them requiring such little setup, right? It's just, you just need a room and you have the device and that's it. And
you don't want to put money in Mark Zuckerberg's pockets, though.
Exactly, bless. And that was kind of my thing, too. But it's like, if I'm getting a free one, sure, why not? And I messed with that boxing game quite a bit.
Oh.
There's like one. And by the boxing game, like the only one probably, I'm sure. It was one that had pretty high ratings. And I am very sore. I'm working my way up the circuit, though. I just beat the short, fast Mexican dude. And now I believe I'm about to fight a Japanese guy. And
is this Punch Out? It sounds like Punch Out.
It's almost like Punch Out.
I looked up Oculus Quest 2 boxing VR game, and there's a video that says top 5 VR games in Oculus Quest 2. So, yeah, you're gonna have to be a little more specific about what boxing game you're playing.
I mean, it's like the boxing game. I feel like it's the only one that I saw that was in the featured area, but you start off
in VR.
It's like you start off in a ring and you just got like your shitty like kind of they set it up to where you're building up a career, right? And you're in a ring and it's like a training gym and there's just kind of people watching around, like kind of just super stiff looking at you. Okay. But the most recent fight I fought was inside of like an actual like my first kind of event area where the last 4 fights were all just in this gymnasium. This is the first one that I was like, oh, wow, the lights are like, I got the lights shining on me. There's people taking photos in the crowd. I'm looking at my trainer. My trainer just like gives me a thumbs up every once in a while. And like When I tell you that I am legitimately sore, like this, I had first done it, I think, Friday night, and it fucked me up. And then I took like a day off, and then I did it again.
Is this it? Is this it?
Saturday. No, Manny Pacquiao's not in it, I don't believe. No.
Is it the Creed one? Because I know the Creed one is popular.
It's not the Creed one.
There are a lot of VR boxing games.
Okay, here's my question about it.
It's not the are you VR sure boxing you... VR game if there's so many that we're finding before the one you, like...
It's the one that has the highest ratings. I know that
are you this... Are you sore from getting a good workout, or do you think having no form? Like, you know what I mean? You have to have form for some of this stuff and build up those, like...
I have great form, Greg. But I think a lot of it is just these are muscle groups that I never, ever work out. Suddenly, I'm doing this a lot. I'm doing this move to hit. Because when you hit them in the stomach enough, they'll, like, guard that. And then you go for the face shots, you know? And, like, I am legitimately sore as fuck. And the last dude doing a lot of dodges.
I put in boxing on the Quest store. All right, here's what I got for you.
Yeah.
Fit XR boxing hit and dance workouts.
Yeah, I love Fit XR. It's probably not Fit XR because that's more Light of a workout boxer. Program.
LITE boxer.
No, I don't think so.
Thrill of the fight.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I see that there's people in the crowd here on the little thing I'm mousing over.
Let me get the device.
Well, he's gonna have to put it on. It's not like he can just easily check it.
Yeah, I think he's planning to put it on.
Oh my god.
Video viewers are getting a treat right now. Is it like so? He was showing us some of the boxing form, and I was actually pretty impressed by how on point some of his boxing is looking just now.
Okay. Oh, it's just like, the controllers aren't connected. Hold on. I gotta get the controllers.
Andy, it's not worth it.
Like there's only two of us on the podcast.
Thrilling audio content leaks. For everybody. One sec.
This is a regular kind of funny podcast.
I'm pretty sure it's just Thrill of Fight. I think it's
tracking
done.
Loss. That's fine.
I could like we just could bring just up this gameplay.
Bring up
that would see there would have been another way to do it, Barrett.
Thrill of the Fight.
Thrill of the Fight, everybody. It was Thrill of the Fight.
Yep, exactly.
We also had on the list here to go down Knockout League, Creed Rise to Glory, and Les Mills Body Combat, which I thought for a second was Body Count. I was like, fuck, Jesus, they're really out there to kill some people.
I have a friend of our, there's a friend of mine who worked on the Creed game.
Sure. Michael B. Jordan.
So I just know that Creed game, like, reviewed really poorly.
Sure.
I feel like it is promoted a lot. In VR stuff, like I've had the MetaQuest 1 every single time I put that on and go to the store. Creed Rise to Glory is always on the front page. I'm shocked that it's not. If it wouldn't have spectacular reviews in that case.
Yeah, this one had.
A second, you said put it on, go to the store, and I could see you like putting it on, like going to Target or whatever.
This definitely had a higher. Yes, I just feel it all right here, y'all.
Yeah, well, when I was doing Supernatural, and I did Supernatural for a good long time. I'd be sore as hell, especially like when I was first getting going.
I've not played Beat Saber in a while, except for a few weeks ago. I might have broken the law and I might have modded Beat Saber and played with songs that might not be available on regular Beat Saber. I might have gone through that rabbit hole. And so
with all due respect, that isn't on you. All right. That's on Meta to figure out, because if I can play it on the PC, right, you can do that. You can download song packs and the people are creating shit and it's like supported, right?
No, I think it's all modded.
Well, how do you get that on your headset?
What was that, Andy?
How do you get that on your headset?
There's programs you can
like download. Just USB types, like connect.
Yeah, no, like you USB your Oculus, your Quest to your PC, and on PC there is a program that you can download that is basically, hey, here's how to mod Quest stuff. Like
you
can basically
drag and drop. You know,
it's all hypothetical and alleged, right? Allegedly, you can get an app on
Who
your
would
PC.
Be mad about this?
Yeah, no? Like
Mark gamers out there.
Zuckerberg.
Gamers will go.
Doesn't give a flying fuck about it.
No, but it's gamers. It's gamers because I remember one episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily. We talked about old mods and emulators, and then people were like, "Y'all shouldn't be emulating stuff and this and that." To which I completely agree.
Tomorrow's episode of the Blessing Show. Let me tell you. but yeah, no, like whenever I boot up Beat Saber now on my old Quest, it pops up with a thing that's like, hope you're not being naughty, and I'm like, oh, trust me, I'm not. And then I go into the game anyway, and I play Nice for What by Drake, and that song is not officially in Beat Saber, but it's one that I play. But when I played it, like the day after, and this is only after maybe 15 to 20 minutes of playing Beat Saber, I woke up the day after, and these joints right here, this joint right here is sore. Yeah, I was feeling it.
Let me tell you.
See, when that happens, now granted, I want you to tell me, Andy, but when that happens to me when I'm doing it, my first concern isn't man, I really got a good workout. My first is, am I doing this wrong? And I'm going to develop some debilitating injury. You know what I mean?
No. I mean,
to be safe, I just stop exercising. I just don't do it.
That's probably the safe call. Yeah.
Sorry, Andy, you were going to say, let me tell you about it.
Well, let me tell you, like, if you all download Thrill the Fight and play two matches, just do two matches. And I think there are three rounds each, 3 minutes each round. It goes by like that. It goes by insanely fast. And by the time you're done, you will be drenched. And which I'm kind of worried about with the quest, because I'm like, I'm all sweaty. So I'm trying to, like,
for the record, too, you can buy a quest plug-in like workout masks. I did that when I was super into Supernatural. I got those.
Oh, okay, that's smart. I might have to do that.
Yeah, because I was doing the same thing where it's like, because it's like that fabric-y one. Like, this is a more like, well, for one, quest one it was. I still haven't done workout stuff for quest two. But then I bought like the more like plasticky. They're still cushiony as hell, but they wipe much easier.
I'm issuing this challenge to both of y'all to do one, if not two.
Two rounds of
and just
the fight. Okay.
Yeah, because the next day you'll be a little sore, and then the second day soreness is always the worst.
I mean, I just think that's a great post-show content. We both have my quests right there.
Yeah, I can probably pick up my quest. I can. Yeah,
I mean, I definitely don't have room here.
Show and download it.
Well, you've already done it. You can narrate. Well, we'll do like commentate stations.
Okay.
So like, I'll go first, and I'll step back, and I'll do it, and you and Bless can talk while I do it.
Oh, and maybe face each other, so it looks like y'all are boxing each other.
Well, not because I think we just do it one at a time. That way, you know, you have a partner to bounce commentary off of.
Also, is it online? Can we actually box each other?
Because I'm
I don't think so.
Be Greg's ass. Wow.
I don't think so. But something that I really loved, and it's something that I saw on TikTok, and it was like, it was a Meta Quest game where this sounds like a Meta Quest ad, not sponsored. There was a TikTok video that I saw of a golf game I ended up getting on the quest, and it was this woman recording her like husband or boyfriend playing golf with his friends in VR. And he was just hanging, like, he just has the headset on. He's got a drink in his hand with the fucking, like, controller in his right hand. He's like, no, fuck you, dude, fuck you. Like, he's just, like, talking shit with his friends out on the course. And it just looked like the dream. I just want to play golf in VR. It looks so much fun.
I love hearing you talk about these games that you're getting that are, like, the most basic. Oh, yeah, man, I got boxing VR, and now I'm playing golf VR. And it's funny because I also got my MetaQuest, too. These are
things that you could go do. In real life.
Like, one, there are things that you need to do in real life, but also it's because I think it's very evident of where VR is at. Where,
the
like,
non-licensed,
you go in,
the generic.
It's all, like, so generic, like, non-light. Like, when I got my MetaQuest 2, like, because I got it at the same time as you, I came home and immediately downloaded a badminton game that I saw in the store. I was like, oh, this badminton VR game looks fun. Like,
and it's like,
meanwhile,
it's like Jerry Michaels fucking badminton 2022.
It's like, half the time it doesn't even have a name attached. Half the time it's just called badminton VR, and I'm like, all right, cool, yeah, I'll play that. That sounds fun.
Garrett Anderson's golf 2K22. It's like, I don't know who that is. I'm assuming that's some golfer. It's not Tiger Woods, you know.
Are you excited about your MetaQuest? I don't know. This isn't. I feel like we're getting to GamesCast territory, but I feel like it's also still fun thing to talk about. Are you into your MetaQuest? Is that what the show is? You just talk about whatever. You just talk about.
We come out. We hang out. We catch up with each other.
You have a whole channel for that. But like, I got my MetaQuest 2, came home and didn't turn it on for like 2 days. And maybe that's because I already had a Quest 1 and I've used the hell out of my Quest 1, so I just didn't have like the desire or like a software to immediately pull me in. But like, for you, are you like, oh, fuck yeah, VR, I'm going to play everything here?
I was very excited because I haven't touched anything VR related in a long ass time. I think the last time I did was back at the studio when I was falling in love in Hot Shots Golf on PSVR.
Yeah.
Finding a woman that understands my needs and my wants and also playing golf. And that was really fun on the PSVR. But then the MetaQuest 2 came in, and I hadn't touched. Back in the day, I had the stupid little Samsung Galaxy VR thing
that
you just put your phone into.
Yeah.
And that was like novel. And it was like, oh my God, there's a dinosaur and there's a galaxy. But it was, those are the only experiences worth looking at because nothing else ever controlled well enough. But this thing is just like really damn impressive.
Oh, and, dude, I think you and I are in a different boat because we had Quest 1.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, here's this thing, and it's more stuff, but it's the same library of games, right? So it's just like, all right. Like for me, whenever Moss Book 2 comes to it, I'll pop in right away. Like I said, I fell off the Supernatural thing for it, but like I'd love to get back to that. But this is one of my, I got the Peloton too. Like one, I got a whole bunch of
best thing is I have Ring Fit Adventure, which I think me is has become the ideal workout game, and so I don't really have the desire to get back to Supernatural or even Fit XR. But also, the thing I found recently is that even though I've been doing Ring Fit, I do like how Beat Saber kind of supplements it. Because it does get boring after a while, waking up doing the same workouts over and
squat
over
again. Squat exercises and to chase the monster or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, and like Ring Fit really leans into the squat exercises, and I get a little bit tired of that day after day after
so
day.
So much, yeah.
Yeah,
but so, your like, ass, though, dude, it looks so great, you know?
Dude, my ass looks incredible lately. And so like that is a blessing, but also like this game really hates my quads. And so now I will bust out Beat Saber every now and then just so I can get more arm workouts in there to balance it. But like, that's the thing for VR for me is that I feel like for any VR experience that I can find in here, there's usually going to be something that I can find on another platform that's going to be better, right? Like if I want to play tennis, it's like I'd rather play tennis on like my from Switch Sports or just download a tennis game. Or if I'm going to do boxing, you know, I mean, maybe boxing VR is actually more fun because they don't have it in Wii. But generally, I feel like I can find better options elsewhere.
I just kind of miss the genuine, I guess the really good one-for-one sports simulation. When I think of like playing Mario Golf back in the day or playing Tiger Woods golf on
Wii. So wait, are you now separating yourself from VR? You're saying in general you miss the sports sim?
No, I think touching the golf game on VR was like, oh man, I kind of miss having this golf experience. I miss playing golf in this way with friends. And like, I would purposely leave the club head open a lot and it would slice around. I was like, oh man, I miss having this. Cause like,
oh, you mean really playing sports?
No, just playing a video, like playing a really good video game. Because I think of like, obviously playing a golf game with motion controls on Switch is going to be very not one for one. It's going to be just very kind of hop in, have fun, just swing the fucking thing. And as long as you swing it, you're going to hit the ball. It just felt really accurate when I was playing the Quest earlier. And I just kind of, I don't know, I miss that experience. I miss playing sports in that way. Unfortunately, there's no basketball game and that I'd never have to leave my apartment.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. It's not a basketball game? Not even like a three-point shooter?
No, not that I saw. Yeah. Maybe there's like a multi-sport type thing similar to like a Switch Sports Resort or Wii Sports Resort. But I mean, I don't know.
Andy, that sounds like, you know, we just got the market cornered. That seems like we get in there, we make some money.
Everybody knows that VR games are easy to make.
100%. I mean, also, like, and look at some of the crap you've played and enjoy it, right? Like, think about it now. Like, you know, that's how low the bar is. When I search basketball, the two things that pop up are Horizon Venues. That looks weird. And then Sports Scramble, Andy.
Sports Scramble sounds like such bullshit.
Really? I was going to say Sports Scramble sounds like something I can get behind.
Welcome to Sports Scramble, developed by Armature, exclusively for the untethered freedom of Oculus Quest. Take your favorite sports and mix them together. Play tennis with a golf club, bowl a strike with a basketball, smash a home run with a hockey stick. Each of the three main sports, tennis, bowling, and baseball, has their own single-player training, quick play, and challenge modes. And don't forget to go online and compete against others in Sports Scramblers.
This woman is bowling with a pineapple is stupid.
Yeah.
I want sports to be taken serious.
Because you know what, Andy? At the same time, there's like surprisingly very little like good tennis games out there right now, too. Or at least when I was like really messing around with my Oculus. Because I think this is what I downloaded to be able to play some sort of tennis game. And I was like, I played it for like 15 minutes. So I was like, all right, this sucks.
I think it was one of the last times
I've touched it.
Back to Blessing's point, I searched tennis on this, right? First person tennis, the real tennis simulator is the first result on it. Then it's all like, table tennis from there. Yeah.
Yeah, like when we played, I'm super pissed at the Switch. What's the fucking Switch game called?
Switch Sports?
Switch Sports. I hate that you can't do real doubles, it's only just 1v1 and you control both characters. It's I don't know. It's just like these people aren't taking the sports landscape as serious as they need to be, Greg. And it's a bummer. I'm tired of them. Yeah.
Back in the day, even with Wii Sports had a great baseball game. Like, I remember spending so much time trying to get better than friends at that game and go back and forth and, like, be like, yo, no, man, you can't mess with my serves, right? Like, you would practice doing the curves, practice doing the different types of pitches. And yet, like, I don't know, man. I feel like games aren't doing it like that anymore, at least, like, for the basic sports game titles.
They're not. They're absolutely not. It's bullshit.
This is what we could do. This could be the next moneymaker, kind of funny. We make the VR sports game.
Did you know that that's what we were trying to do at Rooster Teeth, Greg? Make the before VR we before they moved into that one game that like did nothing. Like,
yeah,
we were. Well, I guess we were going to try to develop them in tandem. But me and my homie Brian were so into sports and throwing the ball at the wall and bouncing it into a hoop. Like, we did that so much at work just to fuck around. And we had that game called Chair Ball where you would bounce it off the ground and try to sit it on the chair and not have it bounce out of the chair, like the seat of the chair. And we just did a bunch of stupid shit and we're like, let's recreate this in VR. Like, this is like, it's such dumb, easy fun. And it went nowhere. But now we could really take this to the next level.
Do you still have those files, Andy? Is it as easy as we just, you know, kick you, I don't know, a couple $100 and then there you go. We're in the business.
I have a notepad file with at least 7 lines written down, maybe.
See, this is where it gets interesting, gentlemen, because as you know, before we went live, we came in here and sat down and then I think it was Blessing said, is Nick not on this? And I said, no, Nick's on this. And the Friday meeting, Tim's off today. And then Blessing's like, well, no, he's not on this. And then I think him and Kevin are in a meeting. And then I went over that meeting and I was like, are you not in this? He's like, no, we changed it on Friday. I was like, oh, okay. And then, of course, Barrett confirmed that they changed it on Friday, not during the meeting. I'm not wrong. They were wrong. But it doesn't matter.
Right.
I was originally going to come in here and be like, who do we want to get? We're live. We're flying by the seat of our pants. We're not doing that thing. Remember, this was a big thing a couple, I don't know, during COVID, right? Of like, you remember this, Andy, it was one of your people, a sports person who's like, who's the biggest name we can get on in our Zoom call? And they kept like dominoing it.
I think that was the PAX panel that I hosted with
you, Seth. That was, yeah, you guys ripped that off. You guys ripped that off.
Yeah, from Katie Nolan. Yeah.
I thought it was original.
Yeah. I'm sure you did. Just like the Bless Who is the greatest game show ever.
Also,
after
kind
every
of beauty, you know. Definitely not
Steve
a
Harvey. Don't worry about it.
Never worry about it. Never worry about it. Anyways, I was going to come to you guys and say, who do we want to get? Who do we want to try to get in here right now? Okay. You know what I mean? And we, you know, it's one of those, yeah, we can shoot our shots and we can go for a Steve Harvey. He'll never come. You know what I mean? Or do we just go for
Marlo Rolodex?
I think we could get Steve Harvey on this show.
Of course we could.
But yeah, it's like, I don't think it's like, he's not so dialed into Twitter that we could get him right now. You know what I mean? Like, where I'm saying, like, right now, who could we get in here? And so now, because do we want to try to get a VR developer in here? Somebody we pitch this to and like, listen, stop what you're trying to do and just make a fucking chair ball game. That sounds easier and fun, you know?
Do you have a VR developer you have access to that you can get into the show right now?
I mean, we know lots of developers, so it's like pretty easy. Like, we could think it out. And then, you know, and that's the other thing too. If we go big, you know, we get a Kojima in here and then we pitch him, he's going to have more.
Harvey is an easier get than Kojima.
Oh, no way, no way. Hideo, okay, we can get Hideo. Yeah, sorry.
Did you really send Kojima...
the Porty shirt? Yeah, sure did.
That's cool.
Yeah, hopefully he puts it up as a photo one day. Because if you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, we did stuff on patreon.com/kindoffunny, like the platinum item that Andy did last month that was the Porty Foxhound shirt. It was amazing, and you can get it there. And speaking of all that stuff, remember, this is the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, 4, sometimes 3 best friends gather on this table, each coming to hang out with each other. If you want to hang out with us and shoot this shit, no big deal. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny where you can get the cool platinum items and all that jazz. You can get your names read. But most importantly for this show, or right now, you can go get the cool Top Gun shirt that you're seeing right there. But most importantly for this show, of course, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to watch the show live, just like Melissa Hagler is, Keegan Hill is, and Cameron Kennedy are. If you're watching live, of course, there's no special job. Just hang out and have a good time. Maybe pour yourself a cocktail. Remember, you get the show ad-free and you get it with the exclusive post show where we'll play this boxing game and see how tired we are each and every week. However, if you have no bucks, toss our way on patreon.com/kindoffunny. It's no big deal. You can get each and every episode of the Kind of Funny podcast over on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week. Of course, you have to listen to the ads. Of course, you don't get the post show. Of course. Well, I eventually want to get a screenshot of Blessing doing this because this the gamers have come in, ruined the Kind of Funny podcast. Nick's gonna be so mad. He's stupid. You can do all that stuff, like I said, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, remember, if you want to help us out, you could use the Epic Creator Code Kind of Funny when you're playing your video games. Maybe you're playing that new Fortnite on your PlayStation, your Switch. It doesn't have to be on the Epic Game Store, wherever you are. If you use the Creator Code Kind of Funny, helps us out. What?
It doesn't have to be on your Epic.
That's what I said, right?
Creator code. Yeah, I'm just backing you up.
Oh, thank you. Okay, cool. I thought you know,
doesn't have to be.
I get corrected a lot, you know. Housekeeping for you. Guess what? It is a huge week of Kinda Funny content. Of course, the games crew is reacting to SGF Summer Game Fest on Thursday and then going to LA to play a bunch of games and hang out down there. But if that wasn't enough and Kinda Funny is more your speed as the non-gaming side, sorry about this episode so far. Remember, Ms. Marvel, Obi-Wan, and the boys are all out this week, and we are reacting. You can catch those screencasts as they pop off, usually the day after the posting, so you can get them. Or I guess the morning of, depending on how you look at it or whatever. But you know what I mean. Obi-Wan goes live at midnight. Then you got Ms. Marvel.
That's a show.
The boys, right?
That's a goddamn show.
So I was watching over the weekend, finished episode two, and I was like, whoa, what a cliffhanger. And then it kept going, and I was like, wait, episode three is already out? That comic box, I didn't realize. That was such a treat.
They always do, for Amazon shows like The Boys, they always do the first three episodes.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I thought it was just going to be the first two. And so when I saw the third episode, I was like, oh, boy. Yeah, like the last Amazon show I watched was probably also The Boys. Actually, it was Invincible, which
Invincible, yeah, Oh, yeah. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Anonymous, Nathan Lamoff, Delaney Twinning, Pargot Getting Married, June 10th Sing, Gordon McGuire, Fargo Brady. Today, we're brought to you by MeUndies and Chime, but we'll tell you about that later. For now, Andy, who are you thinking we try to get on the show? We could swing. I mean, because you figure who's making VR Reggie? Stuff or has the ability to make VR stuff. You say Reggie?
Yeah.
Reggie, yeah. He knows people, but he's out of the game now, right? Like, he's doing his own thing.
He's out of the game.
Phil Spencer.
I wanted to just bring VR up really stuff. Quickly that over the weekend, I got involved in some drama.
I didn't know about this. Please tell me about it.
I got involved in some drama. Yeah, that's it.
No, you got to tell me the drama now. You can't just say I got involved in some drama and not say what it is.
Got involved in some drama over the weekend with some ASMR content creators.
Whoa.
It's a doggy dog world out there in the ASMR community. And I got caught up in the middle of it.
How did this start?
So there's an ASMR ASMRtist is what we call them in the community. Mm. And it was her birthday. And she kept on talking about how it was her birthday. And I followed her. And I think because she saw I had a big follower count, she followed me back on Instagram. And this woman, her birthday's coming up. She's excited. And she starts DMing people. Hey, it's my birthday. What are you going to send me? Stuff like that. You thinking of sending me a big tip or a big... like, because if you watch ASMR on TikTok... think of Twitch when people send Twitch bits, but in TikTok, they're not bits. They're like all sorts of weird shit.
Like, yeah, it's like what stickers and shit like
that. I could send you a dragon and the dragon's worth like, I don't know how much dollars. I could send you like a little sunglasses that'll pop up on your head and that's worth, I don't know how much dollars. But she's like, hey, are you going to send me a something? Like, she sent me
giraffe.
She mentioned some fuck. Yeah, let's say giraffe. And I was like, I don't know what a giraffe is. I don't really know, but I
don't know what a giraffe is.
Well, I didn't know what that meant in terms of like TikTok currency. You know,
girl wanted a giraffe. Just give her a giraffe.
But everybody knows that I do like to pay my content creators. It's why like whenever people talk about OnlyFans and shun OnlyFans, it's like, no, get that money. I'm going to give you my money because you deserve work for, or you deserve money for the work that you're doing, right? And this ASMR artist, I think I've paid her like maybe $5 over the last two, like nothing much, right? But it's still something.
As a full stop to the story, as just a quick aside to blessing my friend here, I have no idea where this story is going for the record.
I'm really scared.
I didn't know where it was starting, honestly.
Well, I didn't see any weird tweets or Instagrams from Andy, so I don't know if there was a bit he did over the weekend that we're playing into or if this is what's about to happen.
Well, I didn't tweet or talk about anything because she ended up following me on Instagram, so I felt very awkward about all of this.
And this is, to be clear, this is going down in your DMs that she's asking.
These are Instagram DMs, yes.
So I feel like at that point, I'm like, oh, there's something wrong with this person. Because, like, I follow her, and she DMs me and is like, where's my giraffe? I'm like, bro, it's Instagram. It's not a paid platform.
So, yeah, I love you, Andy.
We'll get there.
Can I get a recap?
Okay.
So, like, there is a... You follow an ASMR artist, and you...
I did follow. I unfollowed. I'm very scared. I got very scared. I didn't want to be pulled into the Java. It was very worrisome. All right. So I followed her on Instagram, and whenever you follow somebody on Instagram, it'll show you, like, I think she followed back because she saw how many followers I have.
Sure.
So she followed me back.
And you found this woman through TikTok.
Yes.
You follow her on TikTok, you like, and she does the whole, like, they put the marbles in your thing. Okay.
And they do this real cool thing where they have little water globes, and they turn them, they go,
okay, so I get you. So you see that, you're like, this, I like what I'm seeing here. You follow her on Instagram, she follows you back, and then DMs you.
So I still have two questions. One, how do I up my Instagram follower count? Because, like, my
God.
When I first joined Kinda Funny, I think I fucked up, right? And I wasn't being that active on Instagram. And so my numbers just never went up like that. Whereas on Twitter, like, I was able to get a good Twitter follower count. But on Instagram, I'm out here, you know, looking like a normie. You know, I have a very regular follower count. How do I get those up? If you're listening right now, follow me on Instagram. Two, were you always into ASMR? I didn't know this about you. I didn't know you were an ASMR stan.
I've been an ASMR fan for probably about 6 years now. And I think it all started with, let's get back to the root of it all. This all started with
blessings. How do I get bigger on Instagram? The last thing you posted on Instagram is from 5 weeks ago. Post on Instagram. Instagram. If you why would anyone fucking know
just
to follow
anything,
you?
With? Literally anything. Just post anything.
5 weeks ago.
Look at
six
Greg's
weeks
feed.
Ago.
Greg
six
takes pictures ago. Of anything, 7 weeks ago. You know? Just do anything.
Yeah, like, nobody wants to see that stuff. Like, nobody wants to see me.
They want
to
see something. They want to see content.
If I'm at home for like 5 weeks straight because we're still in a pandemic, I'm not just gonna take random pictures
of
my
day,
wall.
Every day you make at least 1 hour of video content. Something interesting has to happen there for you to break out and put out.
So you want me to promote the company with my own personal
Instagram. I didn't say anything about that. I'm saying you promote what you do is funny shit on there.
I'll tell you how you'll pop off with the content. If kind of fun, if you ever get that breakout made of when you got super drunk during the Resident Evil playthrough on stream, kind of funny, post that. Yeah. Barrett sends you an Instagram collaboration.
Oh, but here's the thing, Andy. I send Blessing that Instagram collaboration, and you want to know what the response is? Oh, my family follows me, and I swore in this, so I'm not going to accept this Instagram collaboration. So you can't have it both ways, Blessing. You can't be please follow me, and then be like, no, here's this big opportunity of an Instagram collaboration of this fucking hilarious clip out, and you say no to it. You say
no. I'm looking at my own Instagram right now, right? I have the Severance TikTok on there. I got when you click on it, doesn't take me to the thing. I got multiple TikToks on here from that were co-posted by Kinda Funny. The one time where I said the bad cuss words.
Yeah,
that I was like, I don't know if I want my mom to see this.
And that would have been the clip that would have gotten you some fucking
followers.
I got five co-posts.
All right, I'm going to look through those co-posts. I'm going to see what the most successful one is compared to this one where you get lost in Resident Evil while you're...
Because I even have the ice cream thing on here. And that was very graphic, and I said yes to that. But sorry, continue, Andy.
All right, anyway. Let's hear. So, yeah, big drama. Big drama, everybody. So
she wants the giraffe, and what do you say to her?
I said, I don't even know what a giraffe is because I don't know anything about TikTok currency or anything like that. But sure, I'll send you something. And I did think it was kind of weird that I was asked. I didn't say anything, though.
Yeah, because that's like you like messaging a Kinda Funny audience member being like, yo, I know you follow me on Twitch. Like, are you going to sub?
Yo, what's up? Yeah. And not even like, yo, where's that Prime sub? Just like, hey, you're going to give 5 subs today or something? It's my birthday. Like, it's kind of weird, right? Anyway. And so I thought it was kind of weird. And then she starts posting Instagram stories with one of her friends that is always in the chat of the TikTok. And I guess they were friends at one point. Spoilers, they're not friends anymore. And she posts a screenshot of like an Instagram conversation. And she's like, this woman is fucking fake. Call her out, blah, blah, blah. And I'm reading this story. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So apparently the friend decided to do what I couldn't do, Blessing, and was like, hey, it's kind of fucked up that you're asking me for money. Like, it's weird. She wasn't like calling out in a super, you know, controversial or like get in your face type of way. It's just like, hey,
why are you doing this?
it's kind of weird. Like, you know, we're friends, you know, I was probably going to send you something anyway, but like for you to just straight up ask me for something is kind of weird, you know, not the best taste, you know what I mean? And I'm reading this story, and then she, a content creator, messages me because I'm assuming of my following, and it's like, hey, this woman is fucking pissing me off. She's fake. She's like, I need to weed out the fake people from my life. Call her out. Like, I need my community to call her out. And Greg, when I tell you that I've never been more scared in my life, I'm just like, hey, you know, and so then I get like, hey, you know, maybe she'll just apologize. I'm just like, I don't even know this woman, but I'm talking to her on Instagram. Dia's like, maybe just talk it out with her and maybe just misunderstand. She's like, no, it's not a miss. She sends me a voice memo back. And it's like, it's not.
How many followers does this ASMR person have?
On Instagram, not a whole lot.
Okay.
On TikTok, a lot. And so she's talking to me. I think she's wanting me to leverage. She's using me to leverage like all of my Instagram followers to call out this person that I don't know who the fuck she is. And she like wants me to like, I don't know. I don't know what she wants me to do. She wants me to like post about her and say like, stop following this woman. She's a fucking fake.
This
and
feels like a preemptive. Andy's anticipating this ASM artist is still going to post something about Andy. And Andy's warning us right
now. I'm so scared. And so like, at this point, I'm like, hey, I mean, I don't really know what's going on in that community.
You were engaged?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I responded back. I'm scared, Greg. And I'm talking back to the ASMR, the popular one, and being like, hey, you know, maybe y'all could just talk this out. It's kind of weird and awkward, but I don't
this
really
wasn't
know.
Your fight. Just walk away.
But, Greg, I just feel bad ignoring it. Like, what am I? And so and then so she keeps on, like, posting stories of her followers. She's screen capping stories that her followers are posting on Instagram where her followers are, like, attacking this person in their DMs. And she's like, thanks for fighting the good fight. Thanks for sticking up for me. And then she's like posting videos of herself being like, that's what real friends fucking do. Okay. They stand up for each other. I don't need any fake people in my life anymore. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, I don't know what to do at this point. So I just kind of like let it go. I just ignore all of it. Sure. And then the woman she was attacking comes into my DMs and is like, hey, I see you're in her chat a lot. Like, and by chat, it's like, I gave her a couple dollars a couple times. So she's like, I see you were in her chat. I need you to understand this woman was like a friend of mine. And now she's just stabbing me in the back like this. And I'm just terrified of all of it. I want no part
of
all
of this. Did you respond to her?
No, I didn't respond to the other friend. No, I just like,
this I'm just, I would have been like, hey, I would have been like, hey, really I'm on your side. Just
complicated
so you know.
Catfish, you know, like I feel like these two accounts were created specifically to target Andy and like,
I mean,
completely ruin his life.
That's like when you're talking like what my anxiety goes through in that moment. I'm like, is this all a prank right now? No, it's not. But like, this feels very. So anyway, I got caught up in a lot of big drama, Greg, and I'm very worried for.
I
all
know
of
you're
it.
You're trying not to reveal who the people are, but could you?
Yeah, like, you wouldn't side on either thing, but now you're gonna give out their handles.
No, could you tell us like how many followers on TikTok does the popular ASMR just have?
I unfollowed them, so I'd have to go find them. Hold on.
Also, just to give an update, right? Because it wasn't the Resident Evil getting lost while Blessing was drunk post. It was the Elden Ring where the big hand comes out.
Oh yeah,
which popped off.
And I was not fucking with that.
And that post has definitely the most accounts reached compared to any other Blessing, you know, co-post
Instagram post.
On Instagram.
And I didn't.
Yeah, post you that did. One you didn't post that one because you say a few bad words on there, and that was the one where you responded to me.
I was cussing up a storm.
Yeah.
I was saying a lot of words my mom would not have been happy with. I stand by.
My mom will sometimes like, but you know, when we did like KFAF or like more of the visual shows that my dad would watch, because when we do the podcast, my dad's like, I don't really know what they're doing. But with more of the visual stuff like Party Mode, my mom would always tell my dad to like put on an Andy video, but like put it on mute because I don't want to listen to what he says. Because I just say a bunch of gross shit. This woman has, I'm not going to get too accurate with it, but she has like.
Above a million?
No.
Okay.
No. Above 500,000?
No.
Okay.
Just above like many, 5, many thousands. Many, many thousands.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Mm.
Just, I'm gonna say in the 80K.
Keeping it broad and
I'm gonna
vague.
Say in the 80K yeah,
gonna,
range.
I'm gonna say like I'm gonna say 50K.
Because I know how weird our audience can be. Because goddamn, if I like, no matter Instagram's algorithm is very smart, and like, if you comment on something, people are gonna find your comment if they follow you.
Oh yeah,
I've been like. You know what I mean, Blessing? Like, if I comment on a random video...
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah,
a
like,
kind
you
of funny
can't...
best friend will pop up and be like, whoa, Andy, I didn't know you were on TikTok. Or it'll be like, Andy, you're being too horny right now. Like, it's usually
yeah,
one
no,
of
100%. Yeah, like, I'll say yeah. something like that's, like, vaguely horny, and I'll get somebody responding. They're like, Blessing, you? And I'm like, you don't understand, all right? My TikTok algorithm knows. I saw Zach Ryan the other day on TikTok. I was like, oh, shit. He was in the comments of... I don't know if you guys know Che, who does, like, a lot of comedic TikToks. But, like, he's a kind of funny best friend who's, like, very big on TikTok. And, like, I follow him. I've followed him for a while. And he does, like, a lot of great stuff. But, like, I saw in his comments also, like, Zach Ryan and a couple of other people. And I was like, oh, shit. TikTok will really expose, like, the people you follow who are commenting on other
Instagram
things.
Does the same thing, right? Where it'll show you the first likes will be from people you follow. Or, yeah, you're, like, friends, right? You're already connected to you on certain posts or whatever. Because, like, I'll see that all the time, or I'll be going through, like, cosplayers I follow, and I'll be like, Andy Cortez like this. I'm like, oh, man, Andy follows this person, too. I would never know. You know what I mean? You know
oh, no, that. Like, that I'm used to, but it's more of,
Like, TikTok, it'll be on your For You page, though. Like, you'll be scrolling through, like, for 10 minutes or whatever, and then click the comment section, and it's like, and it, because it's your friend, it floats it to the top. But it's always, for me, it's always a surprise, and I'm like, oh, shit, Andy's here. Like, I saw Andy in, like, a Straw Hat Goofy comment section once talking shit about Black Panther. And I was like, don't you dare talk shit about Black Panther, you know?
It's like an overrated movie. Michael B. Jordan carries the whole thing.
Very low on the kind of funny ranking. It should be at least top five. So, like, is that the end of the story? Like, did it go anywhere from there?
That's the end of it so far. That's the end of it so far. I'm thinking about refollowing just because...
Oof.
Because here's the thing. Let me...
Is her content that good? Are you like, I miss it?
Yes, because a lot of people, a lot of
but don't you feel
artists,
like a line has been crossed? Like you've gone from being anonymous.
Is it like a don't meet your hero sort of thing?
This creator reached out and said, help me, Andy. And you were like, and ghosted. And now you come back. And I feel like now the response will be torn. Now the response is literally going to be like, oh, look who comes crawling back.
Yeah. I just don't
think
you're going to
be one of the people screenshotted and put into the Instagram story being like, this is a fake friend right here. You know, they unfollowed me and they followed me back.
I feel like now that you put it out into the world, it's 100% going to happen. Like, she's going to screenshot you on her timeline. Or not on her time, but on her stories.
And it'll be like, and it'll be the thing. Like, hey, everybody, it'll be like, hey, everybody in my stories, remember that guy I was talking shit about? This weak-willed guy who wouldn't have my back in a fight and all this other stuff? Guess who's back to hear my voice and my tickety-tap-tap-taps? You know what I mean? It's this guy, Andy Cortez.
And the thing is, Andy, like, they wouldn't be wrong, you know? They wouldn't be wrong. And
they're totally right. Yeah,
and
I'm
I think that's
weak.
What you're scared of. Yeah. You're scared of, you know, having the truth reflected on you.
But
like
also,
that.
Like, how, so in the ASMR community, as a community member, how hard is it to transition to a new creator? Like, is it like, you know, somebody's in the kind of funny audience and they want to go listen to Giant Bomb? It's just not the same because, you know, we got the humor and we got the Greg Millers and they can't just can't replicate it.
It's like this isn't gonna I shouldn't even make this comparison because I've never experienced, but I gotta assume it's like when your favorite chef at the restaurant you go to leaves to another restaurant, it's like it's never quite the same.
That's like me and my barber one time. Like, there was a time when I lived in Seattle, there was a barber I used to go to, and he was my main guy, and he legit moved across the city. Like, he couldn't move more further, like, on the other side of the city if he tried, and that added in like probably like a 20-minute drive. And when he first moved, I was like, shit, I'm gonna have to find a new barber. But then after my first time, like after trying to find a new barber, immediately I was like, no, I'm just gonna drive. I'm gonna make the drive because he knows me. Yeah.
Cause here's the thing. It's like this particular ASMR person would never put her videos on YouTube. And so did I kind of follow her in hopes to convince her to put them on YouTube because I can't always make a live show? Yeah. Like, I just like put them up on YouTube. I can watch
it
that way.
You followed to then send her that message?
I was hoping the conversation would steer towards that way, and now I'm like, she's never gonna get on YouTube because we never got there. You know what I mean? But like, because you think, like, what's that?
So the conversation that she started about the giraffe, you hope you were gonna steer to YouTube?
Well, just at one point, just be like, hey, you should put your videos on YouTube.
Okay.
Like,
is this up
on YouTube? Because I see a lot of people.
I think the giraffe is like way far beyond that. That's like, I think when you first follow her, you're watching her lives, hoping that like in the chat, you know, it's like, oh,
did we figure out what a giraffe was?
I can look it up because I know exactly what Andy's talking about.
I think it's drugs. I think it's drugs at this point.
Because I know exactly, because like I've seen it before when I enter TikTok lives, and I'm like, what? Like people are like, oh, drop me a money bags or drop me a like whatever thing, and I'm like, what are you talking?
Yeah,
and then I realize that it's a different kind of way of tipping.
It's basically just bits. So instead of like somebody sending you 500 bits or 1,000 bits or 1,500 bits. All right, let me enter this person's ASMR. She's got like 1,000 viewers. I'm going to go to gift. And under the gift section, there's like, here we go. A rose is, I think, like a scent, like a single scent. And then like a panda face is maybe like, I don't know, I'm assuming 5 cents. But then there's like a rabbit. And whenever you send these things, Greg, they'll like animate on the screen and do something cute. But like the rabbit is 1,999 bits or cents or whatever. So I got to assume that's like $20 maybe. And then, so I don't even know if a giraffe is a thing. We were just saying that. But like a swan is 700. There's a money gun thing that's like 500. So there's all these different little things that you could send your favorite creator, whether they're doing ASMR or whether they're talking Marvel, you know, shit like that.
You know, I enjoy the TikTok. I watch the TikTok, but I don't engage on it on this level of it, right?
Yeah.
So is this okay business? Is this an okay thing for TikTok creators to go to their followers and be like, hey, send me money?
For how often they do. I also follow another guy named No Better Do Better. And this guy talks Lord of the Rings all the time. He posts a lot of Lord of the Rings and Silmarillion type content. But then he also will go live and just kind of chat with people and just do like a Q&A because this guy's read like everything in the Tolkien estate. And so he knows it all. And I think he goes live pretty often. So I got to assume that they're making decent money. And then you can also point people to, hey, if you're not monetizing here, you know, here's my Cash App, here's my Venmo. You know, there's a lot of different options.
I mean, very much like Twitch, right? Where people are, people thrive off of making tips and off of user support. Like there'd be TikTok. I used to follow this guy, Nino, who would do raps on TikTok. And it was the same rap every time, but it was fire, right? And like at the end of the video, he'd be like,
hell of a business.
And drop me the what? Like he would say, like, send me the whatever. Or like he would do a type of video where he would basically berate people who went to his Cash App and only sent him $4. And he'd be like, oh, this guy Tony only sent me $4. How dare you only send me $4, Tony? And like would say the full username. And it's like, wink, wink, come send me money so I can berate you in front of everybody. Even though I've not seen a Nino video in a while, which worries me. I think he could be back in prison because he was in prison at one point.
Oh, wow.
Shout out Nino.
But, can you not send video messages through this? Oh, you can send microphones.
Through TikTok? Yeah.
Hey, Bo, my name's Greg Miller. Oh, this is just typing it out. I thought it was going to be a voice memo. You're one of my most recent followers on TikTok. And so you should send Kind of Funny money. Well, you should do that on Patreon or Twitch. Twitch is the other one. That's the other one. This is not a Kind of Funny podcast. So money, like just, you know? Okay.
This boomer trying to do
there's
TikTok.
A 95% chance that person does not even know our content. He just followed Greg's TikTok.
You're just soliciting money out there, Greg? That's
cool. You just told me this is a viable strategy on the thing.
I mean, I didn't say it was a good idea.
Sent the message. Did you even spell check?
No. I'll reread what it wrote. It says, hey, bro, my name is Greg Miller, and this is typing it out.
Is this a rap?
I thought I seen
hey,
your
bro,
voice
my name
memo.
Is Greg Miller.
Are you following one of my most recent TikTok? So you should send Kind of Funny money. Will you should do that on Patreon. Nora is a C. Twitch is the other one. That's the other one. It's not a Kind of Funny podcast. So they just, okay. I thought it was gonna be a voice memo. That's not good.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I had to follow him to do it. I'm gonna unfollow him.
Oh man.
Oh, it's a request.
Andy, have you thought about doing TikTok live stuff? Because that was one of my goals early on when I got TikTok. Because you had to have like I think 1,000 followers to actually do a live. I hit 1,000 and I never did a live just because I was like, what the fuck am I gonna do a live for? What am I gonna talk about? But like it seems like for any up and coming TikTok creator, that seems to be like the goal for them is like they want to be able to just hang out with their audience or whatever on the platform.
And I think I look the most unattractive on TikTok.
What?
Really?
Yeah, I agree.
You think you look the most unattractive?
Camera angles and
you put up a lot of your funny clips and you're playing the game.
You have Android, so I totally understand what you're talking about.
It's just a weird fucking angles blast. It's weird. No, I'm talking like camera angles and stuff, Craig.
Like, yeah.
My Twitch clips are from my camera up here. Uh-huh. But on TikTok, I'm looking like that meme where it's like, when you accidentally open the front camera, I always look like that, no matter what angle I'm using.
There are people that are doing like weird shit on TikTok, though, like different shit. You know, like there are people that do gameplay stuff where they like they put their phone angled at a mirror and the mirror is reflecting the gameplay. And then you see the person behind the mirror. Like people do crazy shit to actually make gameplay streams and other types of
like see what are you talking about? Like 90% of all your clips there on TikTok are just like they're your Twitch.
Yeah, but I mean, like the phone, like using a phone camera to record myself. I think the smartest thing that I've seen people do, and it's always, it's usually attractive women. I'm not trying to do the thing where it's like, oh, hot girls use their looks or whatever, because you know, people can be weird about that sort of thing. But they'll just record themselves sitting at their desk, or they'll have their phone just like on their desk recording them saying live on Twitch. And it'll redirect people towards the Twitch. Like or just a smart way to let people know your followers know, like, hey, I'm live right now. In case you didn't see the email, in case you didn't get the Twitch notification, come over here. Now, if I were to put my phone on my body, I would just look like a little fucking pud sitting in my chair or standing up. So I'm not trying to do
you
that.
You gotta find a good angle. I think the thing that's rough, because one of the reasons why I'm not done as much is that when you got an Android, when you're using third-party apps and opening up your camera there, the quality usually suffers a little bit because the optimization that apps try to do for Androids is all-encompassing of all the different Android phones, and so the quality goes down as opposed to, like, you see an iPhone stream on TikTok, and it's like, oh, this looks pristine because they're aiming at one line of iPhones.
Yeah.
And so, like, I would like to do shit on TikTok. I just don't know what to do with my TikTok. That's the other thing. Like, I don't post often. I posted every now and then of just, like, random shit. Like, I did early TikTok, or maybe not early TikTok, but early.
Hey, everybody, we're live on patreon.com/kindoffunny. You should come watch it there.
Oh, God. Early on. Is that a live? Wait, are you live on TikTok right now?
Yeah, you said they're using this to promote being live, so we're live.
Actually, this could be a smart idea.
See, okay, hold on. Nathan Wortman just joined. Nathan Wortman, you owe us money. If you're watching this on, you owe it. Go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, everybody. Andy's live together. See, Andy, we're doing it. Oh, yeah, Andy, I'm inviting you to go live together. It's out.
I just wrote, fuck you, bitch, in the comments.
See, everybody, you don't know what Andy's made a funny joke at my expense, but you don't know that because you're not on Patreon. You're over there, you know?
Why does it say I'm joining with audio only?
Because you joined audio only. I don't know.
They didn't even ask me.
Blessing, this is a great chance. You get in here, we'll invite you, and then there we go.
I don't know
and
if you could do three people.
But we only do. Oh, that sucks for you, man. Then you shouldn't talk the rest of the show while me and Andy talk.
Well, no, that's not the point. That's the point, though, Greg, is that like your TikTok followers.
Invite another host and go live together. Blessing, I'm inviting you right now.
Greg, I have 171 of these money things. I'm going to send you something.
Okay.
Oh, I'll send you a paper crane.
Wait, hold on. No. I think I just went live.
Oh, you have to go live. Okay.
Yeah, is there a way for you to invite me?
You sent me a June. Thank you.
I
got it. Multi guest.
Also, I don't know what Andy's talking about the angle. Because like I'm looking at myself at this angle right now.
Yeah, but you're fit, dude. You're
fit.
You're like hot.
Andy's fit.
Okay.
No, Andy just did a workout in boxing thrill of the fight.
I haven't been fit in 3 years. Blessing,
you've been invited. You've been invited.
You've been invited? All right, how do I join? I think I have 25 people watching right now, by the way.
We're doing it, everybody. This is Patreon. And this is, I see, Andy, I 100% now I understand you're talking about with the camera angles. Because it's down here. Yeah. And like, I look like I just came out of the woods.
No, but you always, you look good, Greg. It's
I mean, I look great all the time. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, of course you do.
I'm just saying, like.
Wait, Greg, I'm not seeing your invite. And also, I got a lot of people joining. And now I'm just sitting here staring at these.
What do you want me to do? I'm playing. We're learning together. I did the thing. I hit the button. I said,
what's up?
I hit the co-host button. And there's Blessing, and I say invite. Invited hosts can watch your live for a few seconds before they respond to your invitation. And then I said invite. You're inviting. It says waited for co-host.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I'm seeing.
If you're joining us, there it is.
There see, it okay. Is.
See, up, now everybody? Andy's not a co-host, so that's an interesting problem.
Now, yeah, they have more than two.
It let me join just audio, which is weird. I don't know why, Greg. I'm very confused by element.
Well, now it seems like you're gone.
Yeah. I'm watching this now.
Hold on, this is fucking freaking me out. Look, don't change anything, Bless. When I, in Blessing's thing, you can see his closet. I've never seen that.
Oh, you've never seen the house from this angle.
Yeah, it's a TikTok closet.
See if you remember TikTok, if you're getting, we're recording the kind
of funny.
If you
see my room from any other angle, it ruins the whole thing.
The mystique, yeah.
My room is only clean through this specific angle that you're seeing on the video.
James Moore 0707 says, two drafts coming your way, boys. Thank you. Of course, on the Patreon, we're talking about how Andy got into some trouble in the girls' DMs and a draft was involved. And so we're figuring that out.
Can you see a wish list option? Can I,
is this where you put stuff up that you want fans to send you? Oh, Cameron Kennedy just sent me a rose. What the fuck is this currency?
I still have money left over. Do you want another June, Greg?
Yeah, give me another June.
Oh, let me send you a pride flag. I'm going to send you a pride flag.
Okay. Cameron Kennedy sent a rose, the first gift they've ever sent. Express your appreciation. Thank you.
Sent you a little pride flag. Can you see that?
No, Macho Man, Mr. Macho 419 just sent me 11 roses.
I just saw Tom Hoppus say, you down in a rough house?
I am. I mean, this could be the new thing. You know what I mean?
Is Greg getting all these gifts and I'm not getting anything?
Yeah, it's only Greg getting the gifts. But
what do I do with these gifts? Nothing?
You cash them in for money or something.
Yeah, get paid. I do think that, you got to pay taxes on them?
Yeah, there's probably a minimum amount that you have to, have to be able to cash out.
I'm trying to get to the 10K followers, everybody. So follow me, because, I'm almost at 10K. And I'm like 1,200 away, 1,300 away.
Okay.
And that's when you can start to monetize, baby.
Hi, Kevin Craig, 89. Sorry, he's in the...
Jake Stepp in our Patreon chat says, I can't believe TikTok is getting Patreon content for free. I demand a refund. But again, they're only getting a third of the Patreon content.
You're watching what's happening here. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're getting to see it all happen. Oh,
They got the bonk dog.
They got the horny bonk Sheba. Remember that guy, Andy? He's back.
Oh, yeah. That's cute.
This isn't gonna work.
No, it's working. Oh, wait, it is. There it is. There you go.
This is terrible audio content. I'm sorry.
We're stopping. We're stopping, everybody. We've learned how to TikTok, and that's good. I'm hitting the power button. Yeah, and now there you go. We're done.
I'm still here. What's up, everybody? How's it going?
You have more gifters than 99% of hosts who are following, everybody. Thank you very much. It means a lot to me.
Wow.
I don't know how to turn this off. I feel like a grandpa.
Speaking.
So I'm teaching y'all stuff today. That's pretty cool.
You are, and I thank you for that. And speaking of teaching people stuff, ladies and gentlemen, remember, I'm teaching you about patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you can go to get your name run on the show, and you can go to get the show ad-free, and you get it with the post-show we do. And of course, you can go to get the show ad-free, and you're not there, so here's a word from our sponsors. Are people still trying to make plans with you this summer as if you aren't booked and busy already? You're just going to have to tell them to try again in the fall. You've got pool days, pride parades, bachelor parties, and beach vacations waiting for you, because when you're living your best life, the last thing you want to worry about is butt sweat. I'm Greg Miller, and my butt never sweats because I wear MeUndies. You've heard it a million times. I like MeUndies so much. My first pair, I bought a whole bunch more and threw away the rest of my underwear. They're the best. MeUndies has the lightest, most breathable fabrics to keep you cool and comfortable wherever you go. From undies to bra, to socks, to loungewear, to swimwear, you can find something for all your plans. MeUndies also releases new prints all the time, like their limited edition Pride collection. Find your ultimate summer comfort in sizes extra small to 4XL. MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off. For a limited time, if you sign up for their free-to-join MeUndies membership, you get 25% off your first membership item. To get 15% off your first order, 25% off your first membership item, and 100% satisfaction guaranteed, go to MeUndies.com/kindoffunny. That's MeUndies.com/kindoffunny. No one likes waiting on a paycheck, especially when you've got bills due. Good thing there's Chime. Now you can get your paycheck up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. That's up to 2 more days to save, pay bills, and generally just feel good about your money situation. But Chime is about more than just getting paid early. It's also an award-winning mobile app, checking account, debit card, and optional savings account. So what are you waiting for? Hopefully not your paycheck. Get started with Chime today. Applying for a free account takes less than 2 minutes. Get started at chime.com/kfgames. That's chime.com/kfgames. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on your payer. All right, we're back.
We're back. I'm working. I was working. Sorry, I didn't go live because I'm also working on this little little Sonic graphic for tomorrow.
Fair enough. Blessing.
We never got a game developer on.
The show moved on.
Yeah. I talked about my drama
for 58 minutes. You know what I mean? What are you gonna do?
I talked about my drama.
So the reason why I grabbed my VR was to like one download, what was it called? Thrill of the Ride. Download that.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster game.
Thrill of the Ride. Download that app, and then I realized that my VR headset was fully dead, even though I've not been using it. So
thankfully, I should toss mine on a USB-C too. I'm worried about this question. And I think it'll open up a can of worms no matter what, all right? Uh-oh. But I'm worried about it because I have a feeling and I worry that Blessing will have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. Andy, I expect you to have my back on this.
It's an age thing.
Uh-huh.
Is it something from like the 60s?
Cozy Bear, I wasn't alive in the 60s. Cozy Bear writes into patreon.com/kindoffunny and says, what are some of your all-time favorite DVD/Blu-ray special features? Blessing, are you aware that, like, you know, DVDs had like extra things on them, special things? Was that popular for you kids?
Yes.
I mean, I was young, but yes. We had DVDs and we had special features. Though, I'm surprised,
at least three times a week when I make some reference and none of you guys know what the fuck I'm talking about. So I didn't know if you remember Easter eggs, because immediately what I jumped to is X-Men. When I had the X-Men DVD, Christmas, I'm watching that movie over and over and over again. And when you'd hop around the menu and find the hidden things, there was one you'd find, and it was when they ran into a scene and they got pranked because a guy ran in behind them in the Spider-Man outfit.
Yeah,
because they had just announced the Spider-Man movie. It was just a shitty thing. He was like, I'm sorry, wrong set. And everybody laughed and clapped, and it was such a nice little moment. Woo!
The Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone DVD special edition, like, had a whole like game around like Easter eggs in the menu and stuff, and then you'd go to Hogwarts and get sorted, and then like find the source. When you found the Sorcerer's Stone, that's where you found the deleted scenes of the movie and stuff like that. That was always a really cool one, and also just like I love director commentaries and stuff like that. There's one that I was trying to bring up specifically, and I forgot what it was, but yeah, director commentaries are always fun.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that, like, I always talk about it, and I don't know if I say always. A few times I've talked about it, right? Of like, I consider the first podcast I ever listened to was Kevin Smith, but it wasn't any of the ones he actually does. It was the Mallrats commentary. Because I remember watching that over and over again with my friend. Because also, this is when, you know, DVDs were brand new, and I did not have a DVD player. So I'd go to my friend's Jason's house, who's making the BYWF documentary, and he had it. And I would, like, I remember he'd go to the sleepovers, he'd end up going to bed, and I'd watch that again, or watch it over and over again, because I thought it was just the coolest shit of these clear friends who made a movie, sure, but like 90% of what they're talking about had nothing to do with actually what was going on in the movie. It was just like fucking together. I thought this is the coolest thing.
Oh, you know what it was? The one that I'm thinking of is actually Simpsons. Because Simpsons season 10, I think there's an episode where Mark Hamill was a special guest, and they had him like do commentary for that episode. I remember that being cool, and him doing all of his like weird voices that he did for that show.
But it's one of those things where I just remember that being such an event. Like getting stuff and pouring over it and being so stoked for it, and like buying a movie and then that movie, that DVD being like 18 hours of content. And nowadays, not a fucking chance. Like, I don't, first off, I'm doing everything digital most part, but even when I do buy something, you know, I of course pre-ordered and made sure I had the Ghostbusters Ultimate Collection the day it came out, right? Which has like everything in it. It's got the movies, obviously. It's got the mini art book. It's got all this unreleased. Oh, hold on, Bless, because like when you pull it, it glows green. There's a light inside to make it actually glow green, like the trap or whatever. Yeah. Dope. So it's dope as hell as a collection, but there's so much cool shit on here, and like stuff I haven't seen in years. And they have like the 1989 episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show of them all on there. And I remember this being a thing. My aunt tried so hard to get me into it because she had connections, but they didn't let kids in. And then like a year later or whatever, maybe that same year. No, a year later, they let kids in for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And I was so fucking pissed. But like stuff that I'm excited to watch, but I just have never, I don't think I've popped any of these discs, right? I bought Afterlife digitally and I've watched it a bunch of times on Amazon, but like never have I done anything with this stuff.
I would say that I don't think any behind the scenes sort of thing comes close to the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Here we go.
Like, for real, it is some of the best stuff ever, where it's like, it doesn't even, of course there's all the making of stuff, it really does just feel like hanging out with the cast behind the scenes, and they're doing bits on camera because they're all just so lovable and funny. And there's like, It kind of goes off or viral every once in a while, where there's like, oh yeah, there's that one behind the scenes video where they are talking shit to each other, playing a little prank on each other. And then there's the interviews where they would, you would call in. I think it's like Elijah Wood would, he thinks he's talking to somebody else from the press, but it's really Billy Boyd, one of the guys who plays, he plays Pippin. And he's just hearing a voice, but he's hearing Billy Boyd doing an accent, a German accent. And he thinks it's like an actual interviewer, but they're just fucking with him. It's just it's just tons of loads of footage of just dudes hanging out, just being pals and shit. And then, of course, all of the cool behind the scenes, just commentary on exactly what happened in that scene and how this dude was afraid of flying in helicopters. So he climbed the fucking mountains because he didn't want to ride in a helicopter all the way up there. It's just so dope, man. Like, that's some of the best stuff out there.
Yeah, I don't know if I have, like,
because it was Dom. It was Dominic Monaghan.
Oh, Dominic Monaghan. My bad.
And I don't know if I have any, like, favorite special features that come to mind. Like, the ones that immediately came to mind for me were, like, cartoon stuff of, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Or, like, Pokemon, like, old, like a bit older, like, kiddie anime stuff that would have extra songs. Or, like, I remember there was a Yu-Gi-Oh! Disc specifically that I forget if it was a special edition thing or if it was, like, a disc that came in a cereal box or something where it was, like, oh, yeah, here's, like, a puzzle you can solve that would be, like, kind of like solving the Millennium Puzzle. And if you did it, you got access to, like, a bonus Yu-Gi-Oh! Rap. That was my jam, and I used to listen to that over and over again. And there was, like, a similar...
I need that hotness. I need that bonus Yu-Gi-Oh! Rap.
Yeah, give me that Yu-Gi-Oh! Fire right there. And, like, I think there was a similar Pokemon thing. I'm sure in the Pokemon, like, movie discs, sure, there was probably, like, the Poke-Rap Part 2 or some shit. And, like, stuff like that I really dug. But the things that I remember the most, honestly, from those DVDs were bloopers. Like, bloopers were always some of my favorite things that I needed to watch on any DVD that included them. And, like, I probably, to me, that my favorite blooper reel.
Rush Hour. Day,
yep, Rush Hour 2.
Yes, specifically, like, come on, of course.
That was, I don't know if that was a special movie. That might have been the credits.
He's not going to be Rush Hour 3. That was credits. You're right, credits.
That might have been credits, yeah. But, like, that was my favorite. What I still think is the height of comedy. I don't know if I've experienced anything funnier of, dude falling out of the top story building, landing on a car, and then Chris Tucker going, damn, he's not going to be a Rush Hour 3. I've never laughed harder at anything in my life than that blooper.
That's just, like, I mean, we're not turning this into the Rush Hour podcast, even though we should do Rush Hour in review, stop being a coward, Tim Geddes.
And but Shanghai, like, Nights 100%. And Shanghai Noon.
You watch those movies and just, like, what an amazing thing to see a friendship like Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan's develop on screen like that. You know, both in the screen, on the screen, on the page, I should say, on the screen, and then, you know, clearly with them as actors, and you watch them go on.
Their chemistry is off the chain. Exactly. Right? Like, I feel like there are very few buddy cop movies that live up to that level of, oh, these guys are just perfect on screen with each other. And, like, I think, like, a lot of it, I'm sure, it does not age well nowadays. Like, even thinking back to certain jokes that they had in Rush Hour, I don't know if you could get away with today. But I would love to see them, like, if they ever want to do a Rush Hour 4, see how they can do it in 2022. And still
he's too,
like,
old, man. Jackie
I'm sure they
old.
Are. But...
Oh, Jackie Chan still got it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's still limber. And Chris Tucker, I'm sure, is still Chris Tucker.
I don't think he can do that anymore.
I mean, I haven't heard from Chris Tucker. Whatever happened to
him? He was just in something, too.
Chris or Jackie?
No.
Jackie Chan was in that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
People were saying they wanted Jackie Chan in the next Shang-Chi movie. I forget what role they wanted him to play, but they wanted him in
there. Well, he was supposed to be. Everything Everywhere All at Once was originally written for him specifically, and he turned it down.
Dumbass.
He's still in stuff.
Just went from praising him, calling him a dumbass.
Yeah, I looked up Chris Tucker's filmography. He's not been in shit in a minute, right? Like, he did Rush Hour 3 in 2007, and then he was in Silver Linings Playbook in 2012, and then also he was in Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, which I've never heard of, in 2016. And that's it for movies. I mean, as far as television, he hosted a Netflix special in 2015, and then in 2020, I guess he was in, like, some, like, documentary type shit. But, like, that's about it. Chris Tucker has not been around for
the movie that I was thinking about with Jackie Chan was The Foreigner, which was 5 years ago. I thought this came out, like, I don't know. Like, if you asked me, it was like, oh, it came out, like, 6 months ago or something, man. So, yeah, maybe Jackie Chan doesn't quite have it anymore. But, yeah, he was, like, doing, like, he was kind of leaning into, like, how old he was and stuff like that.
Guys, I'm on WeGotThisCovered.com. Okay. They're writing about what happened to Chris Tucker. In an exclusive interview with the Georgia Strait in 2014, Tucker revealed that due to his Christian religion, he'd become more watchful of his language, as well as the content he intended to put out in future stand-up shows. Huh. Quote, I never was a raunchy comic, but I didn't think about what I was saying because I was young. Being a Christian helps me in comedy. I have to talk about other stuff. Normally, most comics talk about easy stuff, maybe cussing or saying something raunchy. I have to dig deeper to find something that's still funny and not raunchy. It's harder. I like the challenge. The actor has famously turned down roles due to his religion, most notably with the sequel to the cult classic Friday. Tucker had revealed the reason why when he did a not he did not return for the sequels during a conversation with All Urban Central in November last year. Back then, I got to tell you, one of the reasons why I didn't do the second one was because of the weed. I said, man, that movie became a phenomenon. I don't want everybody smoking weed. And I never really told people this because I kind of forgot about it. But it was one of the reasons I didn't do it, because I said, I don't want to represent everyone smoking weed, end quote. By December last year, Ice Cube confirmed in a tweet that Tucker had refused to reprise his role as Smokey in Friday due to religious reasons.
Wow.
We were ready, Ice Cube said, we were ready to pay Chris Tucker $10 to $12 million to do next Friday, but he turned us down for some religious reasons. He didn't want to cuss or smoke weed on camera anymore.
Wow.
I mean, at least he stands by...
Jesus Christ put weed on the planet, you know?
Yeah, no, right? Well, it's legal now. What are you going to do, Chris? You know?
Yeah.
Like, at least he stands by his morals, because that's... To turn down $10 million because you didn't want to cuss.
That also makes me feel better, Blessing, because I think generally... when we don't see somebody on screen for all, we assume they're struggling and they wish they could be cast in something. But yeah, this at first I just thought like, oh, he's not getting roles because he's not popular. Nobody wants him. Like that's immediately where my mind goes whenever somebody hasn't been in anything in a while. So that's, I don't know. That's good to know, but good for him for sticking by that.
Closing gaffe here is interesting. Sucks. Even though Tucker has been plagued with tax problems in the past decade, he was not forced out of film or comedy. In 2015, he starred in his very own Netflix stand-up special, Chris Tucker Live. Fans were glad to see his face and hear his jokes again, albeit ones that were less raunchy. In 2019, fans had begun to anticipate the announcement of a fourth Rush Hour film after Tucker posted a photo on Instagram of he and Chan holding up four fingers. However, Jackie Chan's team quickly released a statement denying his involvement in the film at the time. Currently, the actor seems to be on another break from the spotlight. Huh. Not really reporting there as much as just like...
Jackie Chan holding up the number four to a camera is suspicious. That sounds like they were talking about it at the very least, doing something.
But I'm going to send you the image so we can see how clear that this is clearly... They're clearly referencing something here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotta see the picture of them holding
it's coming here in a second. Let me tell you, it's damning. This is a damning.
This is a damning image.
Also, like how long ago was this? This was 3 years ago.
Apparently. Yeah, this is April 2019.
I'm sure it doesn't exist anymore. Oh, they were for sure working on Rush Hour 4. Are you kidding me?
They it must have been like a joke he did. He's like, let's take a thing, and then Jackie Chan's like, sure, whatever. And then it was like, whoa, everybody's freaking out about this.
Oh, cool.
Now here
of
we go.
Course.
Chris Tucker, it sold out. Friday, June 3rd. He's still doing comedy. He's still out there doing the comedy.
That's like if all the developers of Half-Life post a picture of them all holding up a 3.
Now, I don't want to get nuts about anything here. We've said over and over again, we need a fourth, right? When we started, we said we needed a fourth, right? We didn't. We fucking crushed this show. Everybody's had a great time. We've expanded our TikTok footprint for all three of us by tenfold. I'm on Chris Tucker's Instagram. As I told you already, Instagram, you know, shows all the information. First person I see here, Chris Tucker, followed by Cisco. Do you think if we text Cisco and we ask, hey, Cisco, can we call you and you call Chris Tucker? You think he says yes and we have Chris Tucker on the show?
Does it say Cisco followed by Chris Tucker?
Okay, great. Good call. I've officially followed. I've followed Chris Tucker. I would assume the algorithm's fast enough for me to do this, but I'm clicking on Cisco. We're going to Cisco's profile.
You can also search through people's follows.
You're right. Followed by Megaran, Max Scoville, these other people. And I don't know.
I think you could type in like Chris Tucker.
Into his followers?
Yeah. You can. No. You can.
You're overestimating.
You can't do that on where I am. I'm on the web. I'm not on the mobile version.
I'm looking. I'm on it. Chris Tucker.
So while you're doing that, you know who else seems to be doing pretty well? Cat Williams. We've made fun of Cat Williams.
I was gonna go. Yeah, I was like, the last time we talked about Cat Williams, like when that 16-year-old beat his ass.
Yeah,
watched the clip. I don't know if we ever. Yeah, okay.
We've watched that clip multiple times, and I think we've always used that as evidence that Cat Williams just went down a dark path. But he released a stand-up special very recently this year, Cat Williams, and I watched it the other day, And I was surprised. I was like, yo, Cat Williams is doing great. Like, the stand-up special was fine. It was, I would say it was good. It was a good stand-up special. I got a couple of chuckles in. But he was, like, performing. Like, he was delivering. And he was making, like, really good political commentary and doing all that. So shout-out to Cat Williams.
Chris Tucker does not follow Cisco. And, yes, you can search on the web.
It's probably a mobile,
on the app.
Mobile thing.
Yeah, on the...
Here's one of those things that's scary every time. So Chris Tucker has ChrisTucker.com on his thing. So I click on it, right? And then I was like, hold on, we're loading one thing. And then I'm on freecaptcha.top/robot4/. Please click allow to confirm that you are not a robot. I am not that interested in seeing work. You know what I mean? Like, what is this? What is this shenanigans?
Yeah, I don't like this, Greggy. I don't like this. Mm. Get me out of here.
This is interesting too now.
It looks dangerous.
We can join the Chris Tucker fan club by texting Tucker to 9049.
Just text back.
What are we, the 90s?
How often does that get updated? Like, what's the frequency getting any updates today?
I think the question is, does Cisco have Chris Tucker's number? And I'm gonna go ahead and say probably not.
Okay, you're saying no. Andy Cortez, what do you say?
I'm gonna say no as well.
I'm gonna say yes. Barrett, do you want to vote?
I'm gonna say.
I'd love it if you abstained.
I'm going to abstain.
Plead the fifth.
Yeah, I have nothing to say this time without my lawyer present.
Because I think Cisco could get in contact with Chris Tucker if he tried.
That's not the question. That wasn't what you're saying.
But yeah, number, no. I don't think he has a number.
Answer, Cisco.
What's up,
Cisco? You're on the Kinda Funny podcast. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's up?
We've been playing a weird game of, you know how the podcast goes. We're down the rabbit hole. How did we get here? No one really knows anymore. But we've been talking about algorithms and what Instagram and TikTok shows you and yada, 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 blah, 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 blah. We eventually got to talking about Chris Tucker. And I see that on Instagram, you follow Chris Tucker. And so now the question is, this is how the podcast works. Is, you know, we're not asking for it. We're not asking you to do anything. But there, now the question is, do you have Chris Tucker's phone number?
No.
All right.
Because we didn't work together since 98, back when we did the first single for Rush Hour.
Wait,
yeah, really? That checks.
As a matter of fact, I hung out more with Jackie Chan than I did with Chris Tucker.
That's fucking awesome. That's amazing. Yeah. Andy and Bless were in the same boat of thinking that. I just think that you're Cisco and everyone should know you, so you would know everybody.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I could get in touch with him. I mean, do you need me to get in touch with him?
No. We were just, it was one of those things that now it just boiled down to the question of, like, well, if you want to get in touch with Jackie Chan for us, we're all about that. I mean, that's probably, if you have his number, to 3-way call him in right now.
Yeah, I wish. I had shark fin soup with Jackie Chan and his bodyguard.
That's awesome.
That sounds
cool. Is he awesome? He seems like he'd be awesome.
Bro, he was like super cool, and man, it was an awesome experience. You know that part in the movie, I think it was Rush Hour 2, when they had all of those masseuses with when they went into the masseuse thing with all of the girls. Yeah, that's real life.
Okay, all right. Well, Cisco, thank you so much. We miss you and love you.
My pleasure. Love you too, man.
All right, bye. What a nice young man.
I love that he's readily available. It's awesome.
Cisco knows.
You know who did you have on the show recently? I wasn't on Mojo. The podcast. Huh?
Mojo. Ron Funches.
No, there was somebody on the podcast, like, when I say recently, that maybe it was like a year and a half, 2 years ago. But all you did...
Dr. Lupo.
Eric, you just asked them about people they know in the industry.
Oh, Eric Goldman, formerly of IGN, now Fandom. Oh, yeah.
And I feel like you need to have that type of podcast with Cisco, where it's just things you've done and people you've hung out with and seen. Because I feel like we talk to Cisco a lot about Cisco, but not enough about, like, hey, give us the cool shit, Cisco. Like, we want to hear everything that you... We want to hear about that time that you and Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise were at the premiere for Batman Forever or some shit like that, you know?
For sure, yeah. I mean, we can do that. We'll set that up. We can get Cisco in here next week to do that.
That could be cool. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Can I come back? That sounds fun.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
And we've all admitted that, you know, Nick and Tim are dead weight.
Finally, goddamn! I've been waiting for us to say that out loud.
Nick has one functional eye.
Two functional.
Well, that's cells. Combining them. Like they've both been reduced to 50%, so you combine them into one eye. That's like how it works up. Over there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, this has been the Kind of Funny podcast. Each and every week, four, sometimes three, best friends gather on this table to hang out with each other and have a good time. If you like hanging out with us and having a good time, head on over to patreon.com/kindoffunny, where you could have watched us call Cisco live. You could get your name read. You could be hanging out and having a great time and getting ready for the post show, where we're going to do a boxing thing and see how tired we get. Of course, if you have no bucks to toss our way at patreon.com/kindoffunny, it's no big deal. You can head over to youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com, and podcast services around the globe each and every week to get a brand spanking new episode of Friends Being Friends. Remember, of course, if you're going to buy into this new Fortnite season, use the Epic creator code Kinda Funny. If you're just buying stuff in the Epic game store, it works there too. Or if you're playing something like Fall Guys, it works there too. Wherever you can enter that code, go ahead and enter it. Sometimes when you're checking out at a random site, just put Kinda Funny in the promo code thing. Maybe we have a sponsorship, maybe we don't. Saves you some money if it does. Otherwise, it wastes your time. It depends on how you want to do it. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we got a post show to do. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.